God love us with an everlasting love. Amen. He's so faithful and true. I thank God for that good message this morning. Good word. Wasn't it a good word?
A real good word this morning. Let's take the word of God and mix it with faith. Amen? That it would be a... Let's see. Amen. God is so good. Now, if you have your Bible, I want you to turn with me tonight to St. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3. The Gospel of John, chapter 3. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for this service, Lord. Thank you for the songs, Lord. Thank you for the worship, Father. Lord, help us to praise and magnify your name, Lord. Let your divine will be done in the rest of the service, Lord. Speak through these lips of clay, Lord. Just have your way. Let your divine will be done in us. Stir us up to do your will. Let your halakitura bahanda. Help us to follow you closely, not at a distance, to do your will in Jesus' name and for the glory of God. Amen. John chapter 3, and we're going to begin at verse 1. John 3, the Gospel of John, St. John chapter 3, begin at verse 1. Brother Willie, you want to read that for us?
And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus there.
Wait a minute. John chapter 3, verse 1. All right, stop there. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. And, you know, back there that they had the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Essenes. The Pharisees, they called themselves the separated ones. And they made up we had the Ten Commandments, right? But they had so many other rules that they had added to it of their own. So they were called the separated ones. We have the Sadducees. And the Sadducees don't believe in no resurrection nor angels. And they are Sadducees. Amen. Hallelujah. The Sadducees, they are called the righteous ones. Now the Pharisees called the separated ones. The Sadducees called the righteous ones. And the Essenes, they're called the holy ones. Yeah, but that name was, you know, it was greatly debated about that, but they called themselves the holy ones. All right. Now, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, and he was a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night, and said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. He came to Jesus by night. Well, he didn't go in the daytime. He came by night. He waited till it got dark. And he went and talked to Jesus. But some said the reason he did that night is because he feared the Pharisees. He feared the rulers of the temple. But anyway, he came to Jesus by night. At least he had enough gumption to go to Jesus, didn't he? And he said unto him, Rabbi, our master, our teacher, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doeth except God be with him. He had saw some of the miracles that Jesus had worked. And Jesus worked a lot of miracles, didn't he? He worked a lot of miracles.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He didn't say, I believe, or I suspect, or I suppose. Say, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God. We know it because when we see your actions, when we see what you're doing and how you're doing it. See, Jesus didn't do anything in and of himself, did he? He did what he saw his Father do. And he was, Jesus Christ was anointed by God. A man anointed by God. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And Nicodemus had saw some of these mighty miracles that Jesus had been working. And the manner in which he lived. He could see that he was different from a lot of those other folks around there, walking around there doing a lot of talking. We know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with them. And Jesus began to talk to him. What did Jesus say to him? Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see. He cannot see the kingdom of God. You got to be born again before you can even see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus asked him a question. Well, how can these things be? Can a man see? Now, he was a ruler of the Jews now, but he didn't understand spiritual things. There's a difference, isn't that right? I mean, you can go to school and have your head polished. Now, you know, the schooling is good, and I need more schooling. I do. I mean, I love words. I love hallelujah. I just wish I had more than what I have. I'm talking about education. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, the Apostle Paul was a highly educated man, and he was able to deal with those devils a lot better, wasn't he? I mean, he could get out there and talk to them and talk their language, use the words that they used. Isn't that right? In order to try to get some of them saved. And, you know, Jesus himself didn't say, everybody didn't get saved in Jesus' day, did they? A lot of them rejected Jesus. And Jesus was the anointed of God. He was God's anointed. He was a pure and holy, just and righteous. And if a person would, anybody that had any good sense, common sense, even common sense, they could see that he was different, and they could see that he was a man that went about doing the things that was right, and he was a humble man. Isn't that right? He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. But then God highly exalted him. So Nicodemus is talking, and Jesus said to Nicodemus, truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? He asked a kindergarten question, didn't he? I mean, the man, he was a smart man, but physically speaking, or naturally speaking, but when it came to spiritual things, he didn't hardly know nothing. How can it be? And what did Jesus say to him? Except a man. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, talking about the new birth. Talking about the new birth. The new birth means to be born from above. Born by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. A Christian, a real Christian, have got the Spirit of God within him. Isn't that right? A true Christian. You cannot be a Christian without having the Holy Ghost, without having the Spirit of God within you. A lot of people are running around, you know, they talk, they think that they got it, you know, but when you got the Holy Ghost, you'll know it. When you got the power of God, you'll know it. When you're a Christian, you will know it. Because the Spirit of God bear witness with our spirit that we're the children of God, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He can't enter in except he's born of water and spirit. What else did it say? Go on, read.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
And that which is born of the Spirit.
That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And there's a difference.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Like Pastor Bennett was preaching this morning about immortality. Now, we have on a natural body, a physical body, a mortal body. But it's coming a time that we're going to have on immortality. Isn't that right? A spiritual body, just like the body that Jesus had when he rose from the dead. You know, when Jesus rose from the dead, he had a spiritual body, didn't he? Yes, he did. Because when Jesus appeared unto the disciples, they were afraid. He said, don't be afraid to handle me. Handle me and see. A spirit hath not flesh and bones as you see me have. Hallelujah. A spirit don't have flesh and bones as you see me have. Spirit was in it. It was spirit in that flesh and bone. Hallelujah. A spiritual man, a spiritual body. And when he raised us from the dead, that's what he's going to raise us up with. Say, so if this same spirit that dwell in you, I want you to get that scripture. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Get that verse, 1 Corinthians 15. Say, so if the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. 1 Corinthians 15, get the verse. I'm not sure what verse it is, but I'm trying to, you know, as it came to me, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and it said, if the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, it shall also do what? Quicken. Quicken. You got the verse? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I was wrong, but the wrong, but wrong. No, you got it. But what is it, my brother? See, I have to have, I need y'all help me preach sometime. I really do. I need help. But we're going to get the word out. Isn't that right? We're going to defeat the devil. The devil is a defeated foe. And he come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God has given us an abundant life. Thank you, Lord. God has given us that abundant life. What did it say, brother? But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, if it's in you, what happened?
He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken,
which make alive, quicken your mortal bodies, what?
By his spirit that dwells in you.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Give God some praise for that. Come on. Give God some praise. Thank God. See, we invite us to give God some praise for that is because we're living in a world of chaos. We're living in a world of what words I want to use here? Perplexity. We're living in a world of uncertainties. We're living in a terrible world. Isn't that right? And the world love its own. Isn't that right? Jesus said, if you was of the world love its own. But we're in the world, but not of the world. Isn't that right? How can that be? Because we're Christians. We have the Spirit of God within us. And the world passeth away with the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God, what? Abide is forever. Thank Amen. God. So we're going to abide forever with the Lord. So that gives us hope. That gives us joy. That gives us peace. That gives us encouragement. That gives us strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God. God is so faithful. And here he's talking to Nicodemus here. Nicodemus was sincere, wasn't he? He was an honest man. He come to find out what he had to do, what he needed to do. And Jesus told him, read on, go back to John. In other words, don't you be surprised or amazed or astonished. Marvel not. Don't be surprised or amazed or astonished that I said unto you, you must be born again. Read. Now listen. See, Jesus talking to him about something that he could understand. The wind bloweth where it list, where it will. The wind bloweth where it listeth, And you hear the sound thereof, Now you can know the wind is blowing if you walk outside and you see the trees shaking. Isn't that right? But you can't tell where it come from and where it go, can you? But you know it's there because you can see the effects of it. So Nicodemus could understand that. He got right down on Nicodemus' level. The wind blow where it lifted, and you hear the sound of it, but you can't tell once it comes, the word goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. We're born of the Spirit of God, isn't that right? And we know we're born of the Spirit of God because the Spirit of God comes in and takes us abode, and we live holy. Isn't that right? It's not us no more, but Christ living within us. Isn't that right? And people can see. If you're a Christian, people will know it. You'll know it yourself, and people will know it. And you don't have to get out there broadcasting it, do you? Just live it, live the life. Live holy. Live pure. Continue. Jesus told those Jews that believed on him, but if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. And see, truth in this day, my God. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks of a famine for the hearing of the word of God. Amos talked about that, didn't it? There'd be a famine in the land for the hearing of the word of God. Why? Because so many have compromised. So many have let down on the word. And they're just doing things to entertain people. Doing stuff just to have a crowd. My God. I'd rather have just a few that's saved than to have a whole big bunch that's on their way to hell. Amen. I mean, that might be sort of hard saying that, but you know, either we're right or wrong, isn't that right? It's only two ways, right way and the wrong way. Amen. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. We can't get in. We cannot get in to God's kingdom unless we come through Jesus Christ. Amen. See, because Jesus Christ died, but he didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead the third day according to the scripture. And the Bible says he is the perpetuation for our sin. In other words, he is the satisfying sacrifice for our sin. In other words, that death and that he died and the resurrection, no, it appeased God's wrath. Amen. Isn't that right? God was angry. God's angry with sin, isn't that right? The Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day. But when we become children of God and begin to walk worthy of God, it pleases God. Isn't that right? God, it pleases him. And when you're a Christian, you want to please God. Amen. Go on, read, brother. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? I mean, tell me something. How can they read? Jesus answered and said unto him,
thou art master of Israel, and knowest not these things.
Stop right there. Thou master of Israel. You're a ruler in Israel. You don't know these things? Man, you ought to know this. He should have, shouldn't he? I mean, he was a Jew, a ruler of the Jews, but he hadn't studied this. See, hallelujah, the devil deceived people. But then when you want the truth, when you come to Jesus and you want to be right, Jesus will take his time. He took his time and explained it to him, didn't he? Yes. And I believe Nicodemus got saved.
Yes.
I really do. How many of y'all believe that? I believe he got saved because, you know, he was when they buried Jesus, he was right there, you know. Hallelujah. Thank God. Read. Truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak that we do know, don't we? I mean, hallelujah. If you know something, you can speak, can't you? But if you don't know it, you should keep your mouth shut, shouldn't you? Isn't that right? We speak that we do know. And testify that we have seen. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Read.
And you receive not our witness.
And you receive not our witness. All right. Read. Listen what Jesus said to him now. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not,
how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things?
Isn't that something? Now, I've told you earthly things. If I tell you everything, you don't believe not. How can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? So he had to be born again, didn't he? He had to get the new birth. He had to get the Spirit of God within him. We can only understand spiritual things by and through the Spirit of God, amen, which dwelleth in us. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. You can't read that verse again. if I've told you earthly things and you believe not? All right. Read. No man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. Read. Even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Jesus made it plain, didn't he? Mm-hmm. No man has ascended up into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. See, Jesus Christ, he was God with us. He came down. He came down. This earth he made. He made this, didn't he? Amen. In the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was God. And you know, he hold all things together. By him all things consist, which means he hold everything together. Amen. He's the glue, so to speak, that holds everything intact. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah, thank God. How many of y'all really love the Lord? Isn't God good? I mean, he's so good to us, my God. And we have joy right here on this earth. This earth is a, hallelujah, thank God. It's a dreadful place. I mean, it's a hard place. Let me say it that way. But we don't have to fear, do we? Do we? No, we don't have to fear. Jesus said, "Man, fear not." Why don't we have to fear? Because we're abiding in him. He's dwelling in us. And he's going to see us through. He's going to take us through. Regardless of what come or go, if we live holy and pure, he'll carry us through. Amen. So we don't have to worry about anything. Lots of time we do, but God don't want us to. God don't want us to worry. I mean, lots of times something come up and we get to talk to different folks. Last thing we do is pray. But that's not what God wants us to pray first. Doesn't he? He wants us to pray first. Something come up, Lord, help me. Work it out, Lord. What would you have me to do? You know, that's what God wants us to do. And that'll please him. It really will please him. Let's stand firm on the word of God. The Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Amen. Hallelujah. His word is forever settled in heaven. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his word, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Hallelujah. The word of God is abideth forever. Read on, brother. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Now, Moses lifted up a serpent in the wilderness, you know, when they were out there and they were sinning. Israel was sinning. And God let snakes come in and bite them. See, God chastised his people, doesn't he? He really does. To get us in line, keep us in line. So snakes came in and just bit them and they were dying. And Moses was the leader there. And God told Moses, said, you make a serpent. Brazen serpent, put him on a pole and just lift him up there, lift him up. And the people that looked, that had been bitten, if they look at that serpent, they would live. God would give them life. God extended their life if they look at that serpent that he put up there. So we got to obey God, isn't that right? See, Moses could have said, well, what is that? No, Moses knew God, what God said was true. Moses believed God, and God wants us to believe in the same way. Isn't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. God want to work things out for his people. And let's pray, saints. And I've been praying. I know you all have been praying that God would add to the church. Amen. God have to add to the church, doesn't it? God have to add to the church. The Bible said God added to the church daily such as should be saved. But God added. We can't add. You know, we can witness and we can pray and we can wait on God. Isn't that right? Amen. One water. How's it go? One water. One plant. Thank you. One plant and one water, but it's God that gives the increase. Isn't that right? So let's plant that seed. Thank God. Let's sow the seed. Let's sow the truth. Amen? Amen. He that went and sows is wise. And the Bible says speaking the truth in love. Isn't that right? God will lead and guide us if we let him. Read on, brother. Read some more. Whosoever believes in him shall not perish. For God so loved the world. See, after Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, blood had to be shed to restore us back to God. Isn't that right? Blood had to be shed. Couldn't get back to God no other way. And Jesus came and walked this earth. Went about doing the will of his Father. Went about healing the sick. Went about pleasing his Father. See, Jesus came to redeem us or to restore us back to God. And a lot of Jews didn't receive him. They still don't receive him. Hallelujah. I know I witnessed a 90-some-year-old Jew. And he didn't believe in God. He didn't believe in Jesus. Yeah, it's been some years ago. But I hope he got right with God before he left this earth. I guess he's gone. I don't know. But he was pretty old then, and it's been a lot of years. So it takes God to save. Isn't that right? But let's make sure that we are living holy. Living holy. Isn't that right? Living holy before God and being witnesses, being lights. Jesus said, walk in the light. The Bible said, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Isn't that right? I don't mean we're sinlessly perfect, not at all. But when we, if any man sin, have an advocate with the Father, we repent. I repent every day. I mean, I ask God to forgive me for my sins every day. There are sins sins of omission and commission. Isn't that right? So I want to be right with God. But I heard one preacher preaching and said, if once you repent and get saved, you don't have to repent no more. Isn't that pitiful? Isn't that so sad? And this man got a big audience. He's a TV preacher. Sad. My. See, that's the reason why God's going to bring some of the devils down. He knows how, doesn't he? He knows how. We live holy and pure and just say, God, you take care of it. And he'll do it. He'll do it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That the world through him might be saved. Everybody have a chance to be saved. God's not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. But people have got to hear and believe and come to repentance before they get saved, before they're saved. That's right. Some people believe since Jesus died, like everybody's saved. No way. You got to repent and turn to God and obey him and follow him in order to be a Christian. And I'd rather be a Christian than to be anything else I know. I really would. I'd rather be a Christian. I mean, it's good to have good profession. I like a good profession. I mean, I worked at Barron's for about 13 years, and I've been with the Sheriff's Department as a crossing guard for almost around 12 years, you know, working, you know. Let me say this. I never made a lot of money, but I'm making a little. I'm still, you understand what I'm saying? Somebody said, what did they say? Somebody said something like, make all the money you can and give all you can and save all you can. I think that's pretty good. You know, work hard and make it, everything, all the money you can make, honestly now, honestly. And give all you can and save all you can. We need a nest egg, don't we? We need a nest egg. We need something we can fall back on. Is that right? Hallelujah. God so loved the world that he gave. God loved the world. He loved everybody in the world. And he given everybody a chance to be saved. Pray for this presidential thing. You know, it's a big stir here, big stuff, isn't it? Let's pray. I pray God's will be done. God's perfect will be done in it. How many of y'all pray about that? God's perfect will be done about that. God knows what he's doing, doesn't he? God knows how to fix things. So that, and the Bible tells us to pray for kings and those that are in authority. that we may live a quiet and peaceable life. So we get some good people in there, it'll make it easier on the saints' morning. It'll make it easier. Not easy now, but easier. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? I mean, it's not going to be easy. Did you say you think it's going to be easy? No, you didn't say that. No, it's not going to be easy. But thank God, God will see his people through. But we got to depend on God, not on man. The Bible said, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and it's safe. So we're in the safety zone tonight. Hallelujah. Because we're trusting in the Lord. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. We trusted in the Lord, not in the flesh, not in man, but in God. And God is above all. God is so faithful. Continue to pray for the church. Pray for Pastor Venable and Sister Venable. Pray that God will continue to strengthen him. Pastor Venable is preaching the word. He's really preaching the word of God. Isn't that right? He is. He's bringing forth truth. And let's take heed. Let's follow on to know the Lord, because God don't want us to just sit here, you know. He wants us to follow on to know him, draw closer to him. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. And it tells about the armor to put on, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. Thank God. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. Then it goes on and said, praying always, praying. Thank you, but every time we need to pray now, don't we? We need to pray and talk to God every day. Yes. Hallelujah. And we'll see a difference, isn't that right? When our loved ones say, continue to pray, continue to believe, continue to wait on God, man, we'll see God move. We'll see the hand of the Lord, thank God. And somebody give you a call and say, guess what? What? So-and-so just got saved. And don't say, I don't believe that. Say, hey, praise God. You know, Lord, help us. You know, that's what we do. God don't want us to say, I don't believe that. Say, I believe that. Thank God for it.
Amen.
Right? Hallelujah. That's got to help me. You know, I really need help. I do. Oh, God. Help us all, Lord. Help us all, Lord, to please you, to love you above all, and to put you first in our lives, God. Let's pray. Lord, bless Pastor Venable and Sister Venable. Let's pray for the pastor tonight. Let's pray for him. Everybody pray. Lord, bless Pastor Venable and Sister Venable, Lord. God, strengthen them. Encourage them, Father. God, help them in every way, Jesus. Lead them by thy spirit, Lord God. Ola Masura Bahanda. Let them fulfill that work you've called them to, not leaving one stone unturned, Lord, but doing your will, Lord God. Being faithful, continue to be faithful to you, Lord God. Ola Basanda Rabahanda. Bless their family, Lord God. Bless Alan. Save him and his household, Lord God. Yedo Bukuya Rabahanda. Ola Olemienda. Bless Matthew. Deliver him. Meet his every need, God. Bless Pop Venable, Father. Meet his needs, God. Let your divine will be done there, Lord God. And bless all the family, all their family, Lord. The ones that are unsaved, save them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. The ones that are saved, strengthen them in thee, Lord God. Let your divine will be done in them, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. And then Sokota Mahanda. And God, I pray for all the saints here, Lord. Help us to love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Help us to love one another, Lord. God, make us true witnesses for you. Help us to walk in love, to walk by faith and not by sight, to continue in your word that we'll be your disciples indeed, Lord. Bless, deliver, heal, set free, Lord. Meet every need that's present here and all your people all over the world. Bless your people all over the world. Encourage them and help them and strengthen them, Lord. Help us to hold on to you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Yeda Makanda Mahanda. Give us that second wind to go on, Lord God, to do your will, Master. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you for the peace of God, Lord. Andala sokodi araba ula bahanda rabahaya. Una sekete. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amamendele kura basanda ramahanda. Andare do kuli araba sokota ba ayarekete ula mahanda. Say, you got a sign. Kandara basonda ramahaya. Thank you, Lord. 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 Saints, just praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give God some praise, saints. Give God some praise, saints. Give God some praise, saints. Give God some praise. He's worthy of our praise.